Good morning. It's a Monday morning. Rise and shine and listen up. $1,209,514 in the lockbox. It's WAMC.org. Little by little, we're almost there, Alan.
Poco a poco. Yeah, the truth of the matter is that we are the best group of radio listeners and supporters in the world. No question about it, you know. I was just talking to somebody yesterday who was telling me the sky has a second home and says, we just can't believe how lucky we are to have the station. We know we all made this together, and we are keeping it together. Let's remember that if we can get to the 1.5, we're going to get from one person. That's how much she loves this radio station. Think about that, folks. Somebody said, you're making it up. That's not true. It's never been true. I offer you my pledge that we have never made one of these up, and we never, ever will. It's our integrity that we are talking about. Here's a wonderful woman who comes along and says, first, I'll give you 10. And then she thinks about it for a while, and she says, you know what? Let's make it $50,000 if we can just do this in the next basically 4 days. So ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are, I hope you'll drop it, and I hope you'll do everything you can to make this thing whole. We're getting so close. Gonna be tough, but we can do it together, all of us together, as we have done it up to now. So WAMC.org is the best way to do it at this hour. Everything you can do right now, we're gonna bring this on home.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, Alan, tomorrow, President Donald Trump, according to senior administration officials, will tout the accomplishments in his first year of office and talk about infrastructure and immigration initiatives he's sending to Congress in his State of the Union address. If he sticks to the script, the president is expected to call on Congress to spend at least $1 trillion on infrastructure. He'll push his plan to change the nation's immigration system while also granting citizenship to as many as 1.8 million young immigrants.
David, all of that is what he is saying he is going to do. Look, he has some things going for him. The economy is performing extremely well. There will be people who tell you, hey, that trajectory has been going on since the Obama days. But he will take credit for having achieved that. He's going to look to make some inroads with those people who are not in the base. The infrastructure program is a good one because the Democrats want it too. This country needs to be rebuilt, and it offers a possibility of a way to get along on some level with the Democrats. And you see some interesting changes. For example, the American government is now taking a much harder line, theoretically, towards the Russians, of all people. Now, as we know, this whole investigation with Mueller started because there was a sense that there may have been something going on between the Trump people and the Russians. And so now, all of a sudden, there is a push on to punish the Russian oligarchs and others who have been doing things that are not pleasant for many Russians. We see Russian candidates being thrown in jail. This is something the American people don't like. And if Trump is trying to create a diversion, one would think it would be by going after the Russians right now.
Going after the nomination for governor of New York. On the Republican side, we're hearing from Politico this morning that Republican State Senator John DeFrancisco, Republican of Syracuse, a 71-year-old attorney, he served in the Senate since 1993, is going to announce that he will challenge Governor Andrew Cuomo in November. The other declared candidates are Minority Leader, of course, from the Assembly, Brian Kolb, and Joel Giambra, a lobbyist and former Erie County executive. Any chance here at defeating Cuomo?
Well, yeah. You know, this trial is not proving to be a godsend for Andrew Cuomo, and yet he's got, what, $30 million in his campaign fund. You won't be able to turn the television on without seeing a pro-Cuomo ad. He's doing many, many things, infrastructure, just like Trump and others, spending money that won't have to be paid for quite a while, but doing it, and to the great popularity of New Yorkers, including the proposal for a multi-billion dollar tunnel between Long Island and Westchester County under the Long Island Sound. In the meantime, the people who work for him, his closest aides, are on trial for grafting. This cannot be a healthy thing for Cuomo because, you know, who was watching the store?
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Come on, everybody. We're too involved in each other's lives now not to put something into the lockbox.
Think, David, of what this radio station has meant in this time. You know, when nobody else was there in the beginning, there was WAMC doing what it has to do. If you need that, you want that, WAMC.org. Put something in, anything in, and we'll be there.